churches were good for the black community, the U.S. government wouldn't allow us to have it. Okay, now wait. All of my black Christians, all of my, but the Lord said, but the Bible said, but I love this, I love that. Listen, what are in black neighborhoods? We're over police. We got police officers everywhere. Are those good for us? No. We got the stores that sell drinking. Those drink stores, they're everywhere, every single corner. Are those good for us? We got 7-Elevens every single corner. Are those good for us? Do we have grocery stores with fresh groceries on every single corner? No. Most food deserts are in black neighborhoods. Do we have good elementary schools, well-funded schools and teachers in our neighborhoods? No. But those aren't our neighborhoods. We get one or two schools and they're not, and they usually don't have the materials that they need to help our children. But you know what is on every black neighborhood corner? A church. In the 80s, they dropped those boxes in black neighborhoods full of that white rock-like substance. they gave us that. Was that good for us? Nope. They used that as a way to have an excuse to arrest black people left and right. But we have churches. Do they bother churches? No. We as a black people, right, we have this spiritual energy. We have this magic that is inside of us. We all feel it. We all know it's there. We all know we have some sort of God essence. And they gave us religion. They gave us Christianity so that they could put it in a box and control it and use it however they want to use it.
And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for a spirit break. Promise, we are going back into the Book of the Dead. I want you guys to take your time, listen to this, think about it, take notes, rewind it, so you understand, overstand, and understand what it was your ancestors was doing and why they left this information in the tombs for you.
Rubric: if this text be known by the deceased upon earth, or if he causeth it to be done in writing upon his coffin, then will he be able to come forth on any day he pleaseth, and to enter into his habitation unrepulsed. Cakes and ale and joints of meat from those which are on the altar of Ra shall be given unto him, and his homestead shall be among the fields of the field of reeds, and wheat and barley shall be given unto him therein, and he shall flourish there, even as he flourished upon earth. The chapter of making the Sahu to enter the Tuat on the day of the funeral, when the following words are to be said. Homage to thee, O thou who dwellest in the holy hill of Amentet, the Osiris, the royal scribe, Nektu Amen, whose word is true, knoweth thee, he knoweth thy name. Deliver thou him from the worms which are in Ras Dau, which live upon the bodies of men and women and feed upon their blood. For Osiris, the favored servant of the god of his city, the royal scribe, Nektu Amen, knoweth you, and he knoweth your names. Let the order for his protection be the first command of Osiris, the Lord to the uttermost limit, who keepeth his body hidden. May he give him release from the terrible one who dwelleth at the bend of the river of Amentet, and may he decree the acts that will make him to rise up. Let him pass on to him whose throne is placed within the darkness, who giveth light in Ras Dau. O thou Lord of light, come thou and swallow up the worms which are in Amentet. Let the great God who dwelleth in Tetu and who is himself unseen hear his prayers, and let those who cause afflictions hold him in fear as he cometh forth with the sentence of their doom to the divine block. I, the Osiris, the royal scribe, Nektu Amen, come bearing the decree of Neb-Ur-Chir, and I am the Horus who taketh possession of his throne for him. His father, the lord of all those who are in the boat of his father Horus, hath ascribed praise unto him. He cometh bearing tidings. Let him see the town of Anu. Their chiefs shall stand on the earth before him. The scribes shall magnify him at the doors of their assemblies, and thy shall swathe him with swathings in Anu. He hath led heaven captive, and he hath seized the earth in his grasp. Neither the heavens nor the earth can be taken away from him. For behold, he is Ra, the firstborn of the gods. His mother shall nurse him, and shall give him her breast on the horizon. Rubric. The words of this chapter shall be said after the deceased is laid to rest in Amentet. By means of them, the region Ta'ent shall be contented with her lord. And the Osiris, the royal scribe, Nektu Amen, whose word is truth, shall come forth, and he shall embark in the boat of Ra, and his body upon its bier shall be counted up, and he shall be established in the Tuat. The chapter of giving a mouth to the Osiris Ani, the scribe, and teller of the offerings which are made to all gods, whose word is true, who saith, I rise up out of the egg in the hidden land. May my mouth be given unto me that I may speak therewith in the presence of the great God, the Lord of the Tuat. Let not my hand and my arm be repulsed in the presence of the chiefs of any god. I am Osiris, the Lord of Rastau. May I, the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is true, have my portion with him who is on the top of the steps. According to the desire of my heart, I have come forth from the island of Nesersert, and I have extinguished the fire. The chapter of giving a mouth to the Osiris, the scribe Ani, who saith, Homage to thee, O thou Lord of Brightness, Governor of the Temple, Prince of the Night and of the Thick Darkness, I have come unto thee. I am shining, I am pure, my hands are about thee. Thou hast thy lot with thy ancestors. Give thou unto me my mouth that I may speak with it. I guide my heart at its season of flame and of night. Rubric. If this chapter be known by the Osiris, the scribe Ani, upon earth, or if it be done in writing upon his coffin, he shall come forth by day in every form which he pleaseth, and he shall enter into his abode and shall not be repulsed. And cakes and ale and joints of meat from those which are on the altar of Osiris shall be given unto him. And he shall enter in peace into Sekhet Aru, comfortably to the decree of the dweller in Busiris. Wheat and barley shall be given unto him therein, and he shall flourish there just as he did upon earth. And he shall do whatsoever it pleaseth him to do, even as do the company of the gods who are in the Tuat, regularly and continually for millions of times. The chapter of coming forth by day, and of opening up a way through the Amahet. Behold, the scribe Nebseni, whose word is truth, saith, Homage to you, O ye lords of Kau, ye who are without sin, and who live for the endless and infinite aeons of time, which make up eternity. I have opened up a way for myself to you. I have become a spirit in my forms. I have gotten the mastery over my words of magical power, and I am adjudged a spirit. Therefore deliver ye me from the crocodile which liveth in this country of truth. Grant ye to me my mouth, that I may speak therewith, and cause ye that sepulchral offerings shall be made unto me in your presence. For I know you, and I know your names, and I know also the name of the mighty God before whose face ye set your celestial food. His name is Tekem. When he openeth up his path on the eastern horizon of heaven, when he alighteth towards the western horizon of heaven, may he carry me along with him, and may I be safe and sound. Let not the Mesket make an end of me, Let not the fiend gain the mastery over me. Let me not be driven away from the doors of the other world. Let not you, doors, be shut in my face. For my cakes are in the city of Pe, and my ale is in the city of Tep. And there, in the celestial mansions of heaven, which my divine father Tem hath established, let my hands lay hold upon the wheat and the barley, which shall be given unto me therein, in abundant measure. And may the son of my own body make ready for me my food therein. And grant ye unto me when I am there sepulchral meals, and incense, and unguents, and all the pure and beautiful things whereon the God liveth, in every deed forever, in all the transformations which it pleaseth me to perform. And grant unto me the power to float down and to sail upon the stream in the field of reeds. And may I reach Sekhet Hetepet. I am the twin lion gods, Shu and Tefnut.
What if I also told you the Bible admits there are many other gods? So let me read you a little something from Psalm 82. It straight up says, God stands in the assembly of El. He judges among the gods. First, let's talk about El, or El Elyon. El Elyon means the most high god, and he was the top god in the Canaanite pantheon, and the one who may have originally outranked Yahweh. He was the father of the gods and was surrounded by his divine council. So who was Yahweh then? Yahweh is a storm and blood god, a warrior god who slaughters enemies and rides clouds into battle. But as time went by, he gradually rose to the top in the Israelite religion. Well, sit down because we're not done. There was another one. Now I'm talking about Baal. The name Baal means Lord, and he's the Lord of storms, fertility, thunder, and apparently Yahweh's biggest headache. According to Ugaritic texts, he was one of El Elyon's top sons. Yahweh is jealous, angry, and totally obsessed with this guy because people keep burning incense to Baal, praying to Baal, worshiping Baal. Okay, so now we've seen Yahweh, Baal, El Elyon. You've been told the Bible is all about one God. Well, that's wrong.
Texts relating to the weighing of the heart of Ani. The names of the gods of the great company. Ra Hamarkis, the great god in his boat. Temu, Shu, Tefnut, Keb, Nut, the Lady of Heaven, Isis, Nephthys, Horus, the Great God, Hathor, Lady of Amentet, Hu, Sa. The Prayer of Ani. My heart, my mother. My heart, my mother, my heart whereby I came into being, may not stand up to oppose me at my judgment. May there be no opposition to me in the presence of the chiefs. May there be no parting of thee from me in the presence of him that keepeth the balance. Thou art my Ka, which dwelleth in my body, the god Kinemu, who knitteth together and strengtheneth my limbs. Mayest thou come forth into the place of happiness whither we go. May the Shenyu officials who make the conditions of the lives of men not cause my name to stink, and may no lies be spoken against me at the presence of the God. Let it be satisfactory unto us, and let the listener God be favorable unto us, and let there be joy of heart to us at the weighing of words. Let not that which is false be uttered against me before the great God, the Lord of Amentet. Verily, how great shalt thou be when thou risest in triumph. The Speech of Thoth. Thoth, the judge of right and truth of the great company of the gods who are in the presence of Osiris, saith, Hear ye this judgment. The heart of Osiris hath in very truth been weighed, and his heart soul hath borne testimony on his behalf. His heart hath been found right by the trial in the great balance. There hath not been found any wickedness in him. He hath not wasted the offerings which have been made in the temples. He hath not committed any evil act. and he hath not set his mouth in motion with words of evil whilst he was upon the earth. Speech of the Dweller in the Embalmment Chamber. Pay good heed, O righteous judge, to the balance, to support the testimony thereof. Pay good heed to the weighing in the balance of the heart of the Osiris, the singing woman of Amen, Anhai, whose word is truth, and place thou her heart in the seat of truth in the presence of the great God. The speech of the gods. The great company of the gods say to Thoth, who dwelleth in Kemenu, that which cometh forth from thy mouth shall be declared true. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is true, is holy and righteous. He hath not committed any sin, and he hath done no evil against us. The devourer, Am-Mit, shall not be permitted to prevail over him. Meat offerings and admittance into the presence of the god Osiris shall be granted unto him, together with an abiding habitation in the field of offerings, as unto the followers of Horus. The speech of Horus to Osiris in introducing Ani to him. Horus, the son of Isis, saith, I have come to thee, O Un-Nefer, and I have brought unto thee the Osiris Ani. His heart is righteous, and it hath come forth from the balance. It hath not sinned against any god or any goddess. Thoth hath weighed it according to the decree pronounced unto him by the company of the gods, and it is most true and righteous. Grant thou that cakes and ale may be given unto him, and let him appear in the presence of the god Osiris, and let him be like unto the followers of Horus for ever and ever. The speech of Ani. And the Osiris Ani saith, Behold, I am in thy presence, O Lord of Amentet. There is no sin in my body. I have not spoken that which is not true knowingly, nor have I done anything with a false heart. Grant thou that I may be like unto those favored ones who are in thy following, and that I may be an Osiris, greatly favored of the beautiful God, and beloved of the Lord of the two lands. I, who am a veritable royal scribe who loveth thee, Ani, whose word is true before the god Osiris. Description of the beast Am-Mit. Her forepart is like that of a crocodile. The middle of her body is like that of a lion. Her hindquarters are like those of a hippopotamus. Here begin the praises and glorifyings of coming out from and of going into the glorious Khert-Nitur, which is in the beautiful Amentet, of coming forth by day in all the forms of existence which it may please the deceased to take, of playing at draughts, of sitting in the Se-Hall, and of appearing as a living soul. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, saith, after he hath arrived in his haven of rest, Now it is good for a man to recite this work whilst he is upon the earth, for then all the words of Tem come to pass. I am the god Tem in rising. I am the only one. I came into existence in Nu. I am Ra, who rose in the beginning, the ruler of this creation. It is Ra, when at the beginning he rose in the city of Hensu, crowned like a king for his coronation. The pillars of the god Shu were not as yet created, when he was upon the steps of him that dwelleth in Kemenu. I am the great God who created himself, even Nu, who made his names to become the company of the gods as gods. It is Ra, the creator of the names of his limbs, which came into being in the form of the gods who are in the train of Ra. I am he who cannot be repulsed among the gods. It is Temu, the dweller in his disk, but others say that it is Ra when he riseth in the eastern horizon of the sky. I am yesterday. I know today. Yesterday is Osiris, and today is Ra, when he shall destroy the enemies of Neb-er-Chur, the Lord, to the uttermost limit, and when he shall establish as prince and ruler his son Horus. Others, however, say that today is Ra, on the day when we commemorate the festival of the meeting of the dead Osiris with his father Ra, and when the battle of the gods was fought, in which Osiris, the lord of Amentet, was the leader. It is Amentet, that is to say, the creation of the souls of the gods when Osiris was leader in Set Amentet. Others, however, say that it is the Amentet which Ra hath given unto me. When any god cometh, he must rise up and fight for it. I know the god who dwelleth therein. It is Osiris. Others, however, say that his name is Ra, and that the god who dwelleth in Amentet is the phallus of Ra, wherewith he had union with himself. I am the Bennu bird, which is in Anu. I am the keeper of the volume of the book, the tablet of destiny, of the things which have been made, and of the things which shall be made. It is Osiris. Others, however, say that it is the dead body of Osiris, and yet others say that it is the excrement of Osiris. The things which have been made, and the things which shall be made, refer to the dead body of Osiris. Others again say that the things which have been made are eternity, and the things which shall be made are everlastingness, and that eternity is the day, and everlastingness the night. I am the god Menu in his coming forth. May his two plumes be set on my head for me. Menu is Horus, the advocate of his father, Osiris, and his coming forth means his birth. The two plumes on his head are Isis and Nephthys. When these goddesses go forth and set themselves thereon, and when they act as his protectors, and when they provide that which his head lacketh. Others, however, say that the two plumes are the two exceedingly large uraei, which are upon the head of their father Tem. And there are yet others who say that the two plumes which are upon the head of Menu are his two eyes. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is true, the registrar of all the offerings which are made to the gods, riseth up and cometh into his city. It is the horizon of his father Tem. I have made an end of my shortcomings, and I have put away my faults. It is the cutting of the navel string of the body of the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is true before all the gods, and all his faults are driven out. It is the purification of Osiris on the day of his birth. I am purified in my great double nest, which is in Hensu, on the day of the offerings of the followers of the great god who dwelleth therein. The name of one nest is millions of years, and Great Green Sea is the name of the other, that is to say, Lake of Natron and Lake of Salt. Others, however, say the name of the one is Guide of Millions of Years, and that Great Green Lake is the name of the other. Yet others say that Begetter of Millions of Years is the name of one, and Great Green Lake is the name of the other. Now, as concerning the great God who dwelleth therein, it is Ra himself. I pass over the way. I know the head of the island of Ma'ati. It is Ra Stau, that is to say, it is the gate to the south of Nerutef, and it is the northern gate of the domain. Now, as concerning the island of Ma'ati, it is Abtu. Others, however, say that it is the way by which Father Tem traveleth when he goeth forth to Sekhet Aru, the place which produceth the food and sustenance of the gods who are in their shrines. Now, the gate Chesert is the gate of the pillars of Shu, that is to say, the northern gate of the Tuat. Others, however, say that the gate of Chesert is the two leaves of the door through which the god Tem passeth when he goeth forth to the eastern horizon of the sky. O ye gods, who are in the presence of Osiris, grant to me your arms, for I am the god who shall come into being among you. They are the drops of blood which came forth from the phallus of Ra when he went forth to perform his own mutilation. These drops of blood sprang into being under the forms of the gods Hu and Sa, who are in the bodyguard of Ra, and who accompany the god Tem daily and every day. I, Osiris the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, have filled for thee the Uchat when it had suffered extinction on the day of the combat of the two fighters, Horus and Set. It was the combat which took place on the day when Horus fought with Set, during which Set threw filth in the face of Horus, and Horus crushed the genitals of Set, the filling of the Uchet, Thoth performed with his own fingers. I removed the thundercloud from the sky when there is a storm with thunder and lightning therein. This storm was the raging of Ra at the thundercloud which Set sent forth against the right eye of Ra. Thoth removed the thundercloud from the eye of Ra and brought back the eye living, healthy, sound, and with no defect in it to its owner. Others, however, say that the thundercloud is caused by sickness in the eye of Ra, which weepeth for its companion eye, the moon. At this time, Thoth cleanseth the right eye of Ra. I behold Ra, who was born yesterday from the thighs of the goddess Mehert. His strength is my strength, and my strength is his strength. Mehert is the great celestial water, but others say that Mehert is the image of the eye of Ra at dawn, at his birth daily. Others, however, say that Mehert is the Uchat of Ra. Now Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, is a very great one among the gods, who are in the following of Horus. They say that he is the prince who loveth his lord. They are Kesta, Hapi, Tau Mutef, and Keb Senuf. Homage to you, O ye lords of right and truth, ye sovereign princes who stand round about Osiris, who do away utterly sins and offenses, and who are in the following of the goddess Hetepsekhes. Grant ye that I may come unto you, destroy ye all the faults which are within me, even as ye did for the seven spirits who are among the followers of their lord Sepa. Anpu appointed to them their places on the day when he said unto them, Come ye hither. The lords of the right and truth are Thoth and Estes, the lord of Amentet, the Tachacha round about Osiris and Kesta, Api, Tua Mutef, and Keb Senof, and they are also round about the constellation of the Thigh in the northern sky. Those who do away utterly sins and offenses, and who are in the following of the goddess Hetepsekhes, are the god Sebek and his associates who dwell in the water. The goddess Hetepsekhes is the eye of Ra. Others, however, say that it is the flame which accompanieth Osiris to burn up the souls of his enemies, as concerning all the faults which are in Osiris, the registrar of the offerings which are made unto all the gods, Ani, whose word is truth. These are all the offenses which he hath committed against the lords of eternity, since he came forth from his mother's womb. As concerning the seven spirits, who are Kesta, Hapi, Tua Mutef, Keb Senuf, Ma'a Atef, Kereb Bighef, and Heru Kenti and Ariti, these did Anubis appoint to be protectors of the dead body of Osiris. Others, however, say that he set them round about the holy place of Osiris. Others say that the seven spirits which were appointed by Anubis were Neche, Neche, Atketet, Nertenef, Besef, Kentihef, Akher Ami Unudf, Tesher Ariti Ami Het Anes, Ubes Her Per Em Ketket, and Ma Em Ker Anef Em Heru. The chief of the Techacha, who is in Narutef, is Horus, the advocate of his father. As concerning the day wherein Anubis said to the seven spirits, "Come ye hither," the allusion here is to the words, "Come ye hither," which Ra spake unto Osiris. Verily, may these same words be said unto me in Amentet. I am the divine soul which dwelleth in the divine twin gods. It is Osiris, when he goeth into Tetu, and findeth there the soul of Ra, the one god embraceth the other, and two divine souls spring into being within the divine twin gods. As concerning the divine twin gods, they are Heru Nech Her Tefef and Heru Kent En Ariti, Horus, the advocate of his father Osiris, and Horus the sightless. Others say that the double divine soul which dwelleth in the divine twin gods is the soul of Ra and the soul of Osiris, and yet others say that it is the soul which dwelleth in Shu and the soul which dwelleth in Tefnut, and that these two souls form the double divine soul which dwelleth in Tetu. I am the cat which fought near the Persi tree in Anu on the night when the foes of Neb-Er-Chir were destroyed. This male cat is Ra himself, and he was called Ma'u, because of the speech of the god Sa, who said concerning him, "He is like Ma'u unto that which he hath made." Therefore did the name of Ra become Ma'u. Others, however, say that the male cat is the god Shu, who made over the possessions of Keb to Osiris.
Black people, I really need y'all to understand that Christianity has always just been a coping mechanism for our people when they were slaves. They were not allowed to practice their actual spirituality, so they still needed some form of spirituality, and even then they were hiding their practices within that spirituality, hence why the Black church is different from regular church. Y'all ancestors are turning over in their graves hearing y'all call their spirituality demonic. That's what the colonizers told you about our spirituality. That's what they put in that book about our spirituality to keep you scared from tapping into our spirituality because they don't understand it. And I'm so glad Mauna Leo came out with that song, because so many Christians, I realize today, their grandmother's been telling them this stuff and they all are Christian. But we've been practicing hoodoo. We've been doing the shit that we always done, but y'all are demonizing that y'all don't even know that y'all do already. Like, I truly believe our ancestors are trying to wake us up to the truth here, and some of y'all are just willfully being ignorant and blind about it. And that's the reason they don't want you guys learning about others, and they only want you reading the Bible, because it keeps you ignorant.
As concerning the fight which took place near the Persi tree in Anu, these words have reference to the slaughter of the children of rebellion, when righteous retribution was meted out to them for the evil which they had done. As concerning the night of the battle, these words refer to the invasion of the eastern portion of the heaven by the children of rebellion, whereupon a great battle arose in heaven and in all the earth. O thou who art in thine egg, Ra, who showest from thy disk, who risest on the horizon and dost shine with golden beams in the height of heaven, like unto whom there is none among the gods, who sailest above the pillars of Shu, who sendest forth blasts of fire from thy mouth, who illuminest the two lands with thy splendor. Deliver thou Nebseni, the lord of fealty, to Osiris, from the god whose form is hidden, and whose eyebrows are like unto the two arms of the balance on the night when the sentences of doom are promulgated. It is An-Uf, he who bringeth his arm. As concerning the night when the sentences of doom are promulgated, it is the night of the burning of the damned, and of the overflow of the wicked at the block, and of the slaughter of souls. It is Shamsu, the headsman of Osiris. Concerning the invisible god, some say that he is Aapep, when he riseth up, with a head bearing upon it the father of Maat. But others say that he is Horus, when he riseth up with two heads, whereon one beareth the father of Maat, and the other the symbol of wickedness. He bestoweth wickedness on him that worketh wickedness, and right and truth upon him that followeth righteousness and truth. Others say that he is Heru-Ur, the old Horus, who dwelleth in Sekhem. Others say that he is Thoth. Others say that he is Nefertem. And others say that he is Sept, who doth bring to naught the acts of the foes of Nebuchadnezzar. Deliver thou the scribe, Nebseni, whose word is truth, from the watchers who carry murderous knives, who possess cruel fingers, and who would slay those who are in the following of Osiris. May these watchers never gain the mastery over me, and may I never fall under their knives. They are Anubis and Horus, the latter being in the form of Horus the Sightless. Others, however, say that they are the T'Chacha, sovereign princes of Osiris, who bring to naught the operations of their knives. And others say that they are the chiefs of the Sheniu chamber. May their knives never gain the mastery over me. May I never fall under the knives wherewith they inflict cruel tortures. For I know their names, and I know the being, Matchet, who is among them in the house of Osiris. He shooteth forth rays of light from his eye, being himself invisible, and he goeth round about heaven, robed in the flames which come from his mouth, commanding Hapi, but remaining invisible himself. May I be strong on earth before Ra. May I arrive safely in the presence of Osiris. O ye who preside over your altars, let not your offerings to me be wanting, for I am one of those who follow after Nebuchadnezzar, according to the writings of Keperah. Let me fly like a hawk, let me cackle like a goose, let me lay always like the serpent goddess Neheb-Ka. Those who preside over their altars are the similitude of the Eye of Ra, and the similitude of the Eye of Horus. O Ra Tem, thou lord of the great house in Anu, thou sovereign, life, strength, health be to thee. Of all the gods, deliver thou the scribe Nebseni, whose word is truth, from the god whose face is like unto that of a greyhound, whose brows are like those of a man, who feedeth upon the dead, who watcheth at the bend of the lake of fire, who devoureth the bodies of the dead, and swalloweth hearts, and who voideth filth, but who himself remaineth unseen. His name is Everlasting Devourer, and he liveth in the domain of fire, the lake of Unt. As concerning the domain of fire, it is that A'at, which is in Narutef, and is near the Sheniu chamber. The sinner who walketh over this place falleth down among the knives of the watchers. Others, however, say that the name of this god is Mates, and that he keepeth watch over the door of Amentet. Others say that his name is Beba, and that he keepeth watch over the bend of the stream of Amentet. And yet others say that his name is Heresepheth. Hail, Lord of Terror, chief of the lands of the south and north, thou Lord of the desert, who dost keep prepared the block of slaughter, and who dost feed on the intestines of men. It is the keeper of the bend of the stream of Amentet. It is the heart of Osiris, which is the devourer of all slaughtered things. The Urt crown hath been given unto him with gladness of heart as Lord of Hensu. He to whom the Urt crown hath been given with gladness of heart as Lord of Hensu is Osiris. He was bidden to rule among the gods on the day of the union of Earth with Earth in the presence of Neb-Er-Chur. He who was bidden to rule among the gods is the son of Isis, who was appointed to rule in the room of his father Osiris. As concerning the words, day of the union of Earth with Earth, they have reference to the union of Earth with Earth in the coffin of Osiris, the soul that liveth in Hensu, the giver of meat and drink, the destroyer of wrong, and the guide to the everlasting paths. It is Ra himself. Deliver thou the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, from the great god who carrieth away souls, who eateth hearts, who feedeth upon Aphol, who keepeth watch in the darkness, who dwelleth in the Sekher boat. Those who live in sin fear him. It is Suti, but others say that it is Smamur, the soul of Keb. Hail, Kepara, in thy boat, the two companies of the gods are in thy body. Deliver thou the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, from the watchers who pass sentences of doom, who have been appointed by the god Neb-Er-Chur to protect him, and to fasten the fetters on his foes, and who slaughter in the torture chambers. There is no escape from their fingers. May they never stab me with their knives. May I never fall helpless into their chambers of torture. I have never done the things which the gods hate. I am he who is pure in the Mesket chamber. And saffron cakes have been brought unto him in Tant. It is Kepara in his boat. It is Ra himself. As concerning the watchers who pass sentences of doom, they are the Apes, Isis, and Nephthys. As concerning the things which the gods hate, they are acts of deceit and lying. He who passeth through the place of purification within the Mesket chamber is Anpu, who is hard by the coffer which containeth the inward parts of Osiris. He to whom saffron cakes have been brought in Tant is Osiris. Others, however, say that the saffron cakes in Tant represent heaven and earth, and others say that they represent Shu, the strengthener of the two lands in Hensu, and others say that they represent the eye of Horus, and that Tant is the burial place of Osiris. Tem hath buildeth thy house, and the double lion god hath laid the foundations of thy habitation. Lo, medicaments have been brought. Horus purifieth Set, and Set strengtheneth, and Set purifieth, and Horus strengtheneth. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth before Osiris, hath come into this land, and he hath taken possession thereof with his two feet. He is Tem, and he is in the city. Turn thou back, O Rehu, whose mouth shineth, whose head moveth. Turn thou back before his strength. Another reading is, turn thou back from him who keepeth watch and is himself unseen. Let the Osiris Ani be safely guarded. He is Isis, and he is found with her hair spread over him. It is shaken out over his brow. He was conceived by Isis and engendered by Nephthys. and they have cut away from him the things which should be cut from him. Fear followeth after thee. Terror is about thine arms. Thou hast been embraced for millions of years by arms. Mortals go round about thee. Thou smitest down the mediators of thy foes, and thou seizest the arms of the power of darkness. Thy two sisters, Isis and Nephthys, are given to thee for thy delight. Thou hast created that which is in Ker-Aha, and that which is Anu. Every god feareth thee, for thou art exceedingly great and terrible. Thou avengest every god on the man who curseth him, and thou shootest arrows at him. Thou livest according to thy will. Thou art Uachet, the Lady of Flame. Evil befalleth those who set themselves up against thee. Hidden in form, given of Menhu, is the name of the tomb. He who seeth what is on his hand is the name of Kirau, or, as others say, it is the name of the block. Now, he whose mouth shineth and whose head moveth is the phallus of Osiris, but others say it is the phallus of Ra. Thou spreadest thy hair, and I shake it out over his brow, is said concerning Isis, who hideth in her hair, and draweth it round about her. Uachet, the Lady of Flames, is the Eye of Ra.
There are many different spells that must be spoken over the dead in order for them to be set free. Unfortunately, a lot of the names we have forgotten, the dialects have been taken away from us. We've been given English as our primary language, so many of us do not remember any of this. So that's why these ancient texts were left, so that you have access to them and you're not stuck here on this dimension with no way to escape. You want to begin to, again, go back to the ancient way. Listen to what your ancestors recorded for you. They were not primitive. They were not savage. They were very close to nature. They were one with nature. They understood who they were, where they were, and they were able to see past, present, and future events. So again, I want you to take this seriously and begin to go back to the ancient way. If you don't know what that is, how to get there, listen to this podcast and visit my website, www.divine-counsel.com. I have all types of courses, webinars, different videos out there that you can watch that will put you on the right path to life and away from the path of death.
The best radio station in the world is right here, right now.
The Golden Race, conscious radio for the conscious community.